Thank you, Mr. Chair, and first allow me to express the appreciation of my delegation for the substantial and constructive discussions that we had so far. We align ourselves with the comments of Italy, Bulgaria, France and the Netherlands, welcoming the growing convergence on the basis of the two-tier approach. In our view, yesterday's fruitful discussion on prohibitions and regulations was very helpful and enabled us to identify further common ground. We also appreciate that the papers submitted by Australia, Canada, Japan, the Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom and the United States reflects the two-tier approach. In our view, this provides a good basis to further intensify our dialogue, trying to identify room for further convergence. Mr. Chair, on the topic of human control, from Germany's point of view, a framework of human control is one of the key aspects in the debate on laws. It plays a central role with regard to weapons systems compliance with international humanitarian law, and that every use of weapon systems with autonomous functions also reflects the political and ethical boundaries. In our view, such a framework consists of doctrinal and technical parameters, as well as aspects regarding training, rules of engagement, and so on. Parameters we propose in the two-tier approach working paper of July 2022 include technical prerequisites when it comes to human-machine interaction, certification, appropriate training data, proper training for commanders and operators so that they properly understand the system and its effects, necessary validation by a human of modifications to relevant rules of a system's operation, definition by a human of a precise mission framework, including objective, type of validated targets, temporal and spatial restrictions, and appropriate safeguards regarding safety and security. With the level of necessary human interaction varies with the specific characteristics and capabilities of a given weapon system, the scenario and the circumstances of its use during operation, a set of measures needs to be in place that enables human operators to assess and ensure compliance with IHL, such as communication links, the ability to deactivate the system if and when necessary, and the ability for humans to approve of any substantial modification to the mission's parameters proposed by the system. Thank you, Mr. Chair.